2 of my musical autobiography. The first music that I liked, that I remember being hooked by and loving for a long time, surprises me now. I think, how can somebody who was 12 years of age, when this song became number one in the UK and also in the United States, I've no idea where it came in Ireland, how could I have been hooked by a clarinet played by Acker Bilk? Stranger on the Shore. Now, it was number one in the charts for a very long time. I have some vague notion, I haven't looked it up, but it might have been number one for 19 weeks. But what an experience that must have been. It, I think, was my introduction to, perhaps I'd call it serious music. Because when I came to putting together a collection of my top 250 what I would call popular music of all time, I imagine that was way up there. I didn't rank them, but it included, you know, the Beatles, the Rolling Stones, and all that stuff from the 1960s. I deliberately excluded any operatic or classical music. Stranger on the Shore got there. And now, when I've been listening to it back, the version by Andy Williams, awful in my opinion. The Drifters, even though I don't like it, it's one of the ones that I least dislike. The marvellous thing about Acker Bilk's version is that there were no lyrics. The lyrics were written afterwards, after the first release of the record. All sorts of people have recorded Stranger on the Shore. I did look it up on Wikipedia. I did find an extraordinary number of artists have recorded it. But the opening bars are just the thing that I've used many times to send me to sleep. They're just so, I drift away with a stranger on the shore. But it isn't late at night that I only like Acker Bilk playing that. No, it's right now at, what is it, 6 o'clock in the afternoon. Stunning. And it wasn't a lead-in to me being hooked on clarinets or hooked on jazz. No, jazz came much, much, much later. But it was my introduction, I think, to what I'd call contemporary pop music in the 1960s. I can't quite remember if The Young Ones came before it, or whether that song, Oozie Ben, my heart into, cause I can't marry you. But there we are, Stranger on the Shore. Because it's almost like being rocked in a cradle. Perhaps it hooked my inner child.